I said, Nicolas, help. And he's like, no problem. And so Carl gets this call, the French president would like you to speak at your wedding. It's a matter of French, you know, pride that you need to do that in France. What do you get? Yes, of course.
Well, that's how it happened.
Right. You need to know that.
So those guys actually can really help sometimes. Most of the times they can't, but they actually did help. So I don't know, maybe I can call up François Hollande and say, I'm your friend now, please help.
if you change the colors of the web, maybe.
Yeah, you're just hiring all the entrepreneurs from France, but maybe you can... I don't want to get it there.
Will there be a web in London next year as well?
It's very likely. Yeah, we did the first edition in London. We expected in June 800 people.
Why don't you do one here?
And we got 1400.
Wow.
So we were very happy, and it's very likely we do it in London. Here there are plenty of events. Okay. The web is different.
Right.
That's what many people who came to Event Disrupt told me. It's not like Disrupt, it's very different. We try to, I would say we're more almost like a luxury product, and we know that. We try to, for those of you who came, for example, the TV, the video production is made by one of the best known French TV producers, Didier Fraisse, who did all the Olympics images you saw on France Télévisions, was him. Same guy as the web. So everything we produce on video, if you look at any YouTube video, is TV quality, HD, with an amazing crew. This is like 400,000 euros.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And we, the whole thing, right?
Wow.
And, but then we get 1 million views on YouTube. And those people watching it on YouTube are like, I want to go next year. So that's my marketing, right?
Yeah.
Giving it away is our marketing. We don't have any marketing, we don't have any salespeople, we have no team, it's just my wife and I, basically. Now we start to slowly, but...
So now you're full-time in the web, for the moment?
Kind of, yeah. I sold my company 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Quite
a few people have questions for you.
Yeah, so why did you sell it?
Why?
Why did you sell 6 people? I've been a user. Why did you sell it?
She's a user.
Thank you.
But why did you sell it?
Are we done with the web? So yeah, there will be likely London, no San Francisco plans. We're a very small team, and we try to do super high quality, and it's costly, but our partners like it.
That's the point. Why don't you do it here?
It's too easy.
Or maybe in New York.
I live here.
What about New York?
Yeah, no, but it's because we're too small. But I'm starting to hear more and more we should do it here, and it's not a crunchy Disrupt, and it's very different. Like, if you think about Disrupt, the center of Disrupt is the startups.
Yeah.
And we have 16 startups presenting from 1,000 candidates. It's very important, but it's not the center. The center for the web is more a platform for entrepreneurs. And it's very international. So I think if we invited all our alumni of 15,000 people now from the web, to come here, we would probably fill up a room with just non-American and then get American. So yeah, it will probably work.
I'm sure it
will. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, yeah.
Hey,
no plans. Huh?
Homepage says Mac.
Okay, yeah.
So
it's the best on Android, right?
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
It is?
Oui. Yeah. It's the reason why...
Salut.
Enchanté de te rencontrer.
Bonne
et puis on reste en contact.
Avec plaisir. Bonne soirée.
How much you sell it for?
I can't answer that.
Come on, you know.
Why do you want to know that?
Because I'm an Australian, and we always ask the tough questions.
So, I'm not allowed to tell you, and it's a private company. Why you want to know that? It's two private companies. Hootsuite and Zeezmeek are private.
So,
we're not public. We have no.
More importantly, what's the future for Zeezmeek?
You go ask Hootsuite. It made the most sense for us. And I think the Twitter ecosystem is a very challenging place to do things. I don't know if you saw, but there is now some company called If This and That, right? Today, that was shut down.
No,
more Twitter. Yeah, Twitter removed from anywhere.
App.net talked to us about it.
They say
the whole Twitter ecosystem is going to die because they're going to close the API.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's one of the... I've been, I think, one of the most optimistic on the Twitter ecosystem, and I didn't go too public on that.